This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A Russian airstrike on Gorenka, say residents there, a village on the outskirts of Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. This man who lives there looks at the damage.
Russians
were doing this to us. This is Russian peace.
The Russians are attacking on several fronts. They've taken a strategic port city and are threatening another as they try to cut Ukraine off from the sea. AP correspondent Karen Shama says they're still trying to take the capital of Kyiv.
Explosions were reported near Ukraine's defense ministry in central Kyiv, and two cruise missiles hit a hospital in the town of Chernihiv. The casualty toll is still unknown. In Mariupol, a teenager died and two more were wounded by apparent Russian shelling. The boy's family said they had been playing soccer near a school. The UN Refugee Agency says 1 million people have fled Ukraine since the start of the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
The AP's Tim McGuire.
Early figures show more than half of the refugees, 505,000, are in Poland. Another 116,000 Ukrainians now in Hungary. The rest are in Romania, Slovakia, and other European nations. Many of the refugees are women and children, arriving with little more than the clothes on their backs. I'm Tim McGuire.
Police in New York City say a homeless man has been charged with hate crimes after a string of attacks on women of Asian descent. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, reflecting a low number of layoffs across the economy. Jobless claims fell by 18,000 for the week ending February 26th. Overall, for the week ending February 12th, about 1.5 million Americans were collecting unemployment. This is AP News. There's a recall to tell you about. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million watches after reports of burn injuries. Dozens of users have reported burn injuries because of batteries overheating in the Fitbit Ionic smartwatch. Fitbit says consumers who bought those watches, model number FB503, costing about $300, should immediately stop using the product and contact Fitbit for packaging to send them back. Fitbit, owned by Google, says it received more than 100 reports of the batteries overheating. 78 people were burned, including two with serious third-degree burns. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A cap Amelia Earhart wore in 1928 on a flight across the Atlantic has sold at auction for $825,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.